And a lot of them had been restored then, and since then a lot of them have been. And then I went through that azalea trail, you see.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Beautiful. So, and I know they call, sometimes they call a veranda. Their porches, their verandas. I don't know what the difference would be, really.
I guess it is. Would you say it?
I'd have to look that up in the dictionary and see what the difference between a veranda and a porch.
How did you keep them clean?
Well, now, let me tell you something. Of course, this woman, she mops them when she comes. And once a year, I have a dark red. Now, you see, when this porch, it was a wooden porch. And that used to be painted every year, and finally began to rot. So my husband said, well, let's dig it out, and we're going to make a cement porch. So he watched them build that. And it's got plenty of steel in there so it won't crack. And they mixed in the cement the red. But I have a paste, and it got some wax in it. And she used to put it on once a year and then buff it. And, oh, that looked beautiful. And this is the first time that I didn't put any on. I didn't put any on last year, and she told me the other day, she said, no, she said, I'll put it on if you say so, but she says, you'll slip on that. And I said, well, I'll tell you, I have had 2-3 friends that have slipped, not had fallen, and especially I, when it has rained, I've caught myself. And so we didn't put on any last year, and of course this summer coming up, and she hadn't put on any now, and she said, I'll do it if you say so. But it's a paste wax, and then you buff it, and I hate to see my porch the way it is now, because it was beautiful. I'm going to have to do some outside painting this summer. I put a new roof on in October now. I guess I have to have it painted. That's still about an old house.
Do you mop your back porch? Does she mop your back porch?
She mops the back porch.
Is there anything you do to it every day or anything?
No.
How does she clean the walk like that?
The walk? Oh, no, she just sweeps it. Or the yard man comes, he sweeps it.
What does he sweep it with?
Just a broom.
A regular, same kind of broom?
I finally gave him an old one I had because he made me nervous. The one he had didn't do anything. No, they just sweep the porches.
So you'd use the same kind of room outside as you'd use inside?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Same kind of.
Mm-hmm. What is the outside of this house?
Stucco.
Oh, it is stucco.
Mm-hmm. And I know you all have stucco over there.
Oh, yes, ma'am. But it was an interesting kind of stucco. I was wondering.
It's the band that did the stucco in the Casa de Palmas, and it's called now La Posada. He's the same man. I don't even know he left yet. But at that time when the man, he did the stucco on this house, and we had to wait almost a year so he could get around to do it. And we waited for him. And it's just in the last 2-3 years that a little bit is falling off on that side and by my pantry. See, I have a big pantry. See, people don't have pantries anymore. I don't know how they can get along without them. I just couldn't get along without my pantry. And if it isn't just right, I can just close the door, then you don't have to look in it.
What kind of outside did the house you live in as a child have?
What?
What kind of outside did the house you live in as a child have?
It's a frame.
What do you call that kind of? They had boards like that, didn't they?
No. The one in Hidalgo. Or these wide boards, seemed, and I think that's what it is. Yeah, I know it is.
Go up and
the
down?
The wide go up and down, uh-huh. And your seams are covered up.
Board and batten?
Well, it's just these boards that are this wide.
And what about the...
And it's wallpapered on the inside.
Oh,
yeah. It was, as far as I can remember, it was wallpapered. And we used to have an American band. It used to come up from Brownsville.